2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's happening today in Creighton with Shindaddy?
Bill? Steve Sterling.
Steve's 4-2.
Before Lee Sterling,
he's
yes.
4-2.
If you're betting with him, you're way ahead. He's 4-2. Has some numbers. Jake double-crunched the numbers for me this morning. There's a couple things that have changed since the last time that I looked at him. But Steve's picks are in. We have San Jose State, Colorado State. Now it's Colorado State favored by 1. Steve is taking San Jose State. The Spartans. Next game.
We won't tell Jay Norvell that.
New Mexico, University of New Mexico, Air Force. Okay, it's 6.5-point favorites for New Mexico. Steve is taking Air Force. And the last one, UTSA, Rice. Right, UTSA is 3.5 favorites, and he's taking UTSA. So again, San Jose State, Air Force, UTSA. He's 4-2. If you're betting with him, you're up a substantial amount of money. If you're betting $100,000 per singular bet right now, you're doing very well.
Reminder that before the show, Ben did not know what UTSA was.
Yeah, no, he never. And so
he thought it was an airline.
Yeah, and then he goes, "Well, I understand University of Texas San Antonio, no. which no one calls it that.
No one ever calls them that.
They call it. Yeah, it's UTSA or UTSA, and it's the Roadrunners. And Ben had never heard of them before.
Where did you grow up?
Yeah. He didn't know where 7 Mile Corner was, which is it's the biggest staple landmark of geography close to Columbus. Everyone knows 7 Mile Corner.
We're going to help you.
Yeah, we're going to help. That's okay.
We're going to help you grow.
There's time, young Ben.
As a man.
He's from the suburbs. He's got brand new shoes. Very expensive.
We're not even going to say what the price is.
No, it was. And then, Steve, you caught him staring at his own shoes.
He was staring. Jake.
He was admiring his own shoes.
He was walking and looking down at his shoes.
He's like, wow, look at these babies.
Look at this. I can't believe I own these. Yeah. I'm wearing these in my own
feet. It helps your confidence.
It does. And he's also in gym shorts.
He's on Tinder, Ben. Shorts. It's time. Get confidence. You got new shoes.
He has got new shoes.
You're good to go.
Ben's been on Tinder a lot. And so and now with the new shoes, this is going to take off.
He's good to go. Thanks to
Tinder.
Thanks to Shin Daddy.
Stay off Tinder.
He's on Bender. Half Ben, half Tinder.
We are now joined on the phone by our good friend who is with us every Friday, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Lee, by the way, guys, is 14-4 his last 2 weeks.
Whoa.
On a heater, Lee.
Lee.
Hot right now.
Lee.
Hi. And won last night, too, with San Francisco. Actually, 15-4 now.
15-4.
Okay. Hello.
Yeah.
All right. Now, that means, you know what that means? Lock in here.
Lock in. This is easy money, guys.
15-4 is no joke.
No.
Especially from someone who picked Missouri last week.
Which is you.
Yep.
So, well, Lee, let's jump right into it. College football tomorrow. Kansas State, 4-point favorites against Deion Sanders and Colorado. Does Prime get a big win, or is K-State getting this one, Lee?
Tough game, but better. I can tell you, Coach Prime is not going to be around next year. He'll be moving on, probably watching his two sons playing the NFL. Hopefully not here in Miami. Hopefully. And
wow.
I mean, I don't want the spectacle. I don't think the kid's the type of kid that's going to change the Dolphins. So let's be honest. I think Kansas State's coming after his son, Shedeur Sanders. Why do I say that? Game plan was set out when Nebraska went after him, and Colorado's defense has improved a little bit, but I just don't think they're going to be able to apply anywhere close to the pressure that BYU did with Kalani Sitake a couple weeks ago that triggered that 38-9 win here. So as Avery Johnson goes, so go the Wildcats. I think he'll be on his game here. I like Kansas State, 35-25. There'll be no Hail Mary here for Colorado Saturday night.
35-25 Wildcats over Colorado. In the Big Ten, Iowa, 2.5-point favorites against Washington, who had a big win against Michigan last week. Does Iowa get a big win at home, Lee?
You guys been following what's going on now, traveling. Teams are traveling at least 2 time zones in the Big Ten. You followed those trends?
Mm-hmm.
1-7, straight up. And the only win was Indiana against lowly UCLA, 3-5 against the spread. So I think there's going to be a tough spot for Washington. They had to travel a couple weeks ago to Rutgers. Better team that day, but couldn't pull off the win. Then they get to face Michigan at home with a nice setup for you know, going after Michigan after beating them in the national championship game, even though only five starters returned for them. That was a big game for them and their fans. And now they got to travel to Iowa. Iowa's a tough place, and they're not going to beat themselves. Only two penalties the last three games for 15 yards. Iowa only trailed Ohio State 7-0 at the half, but all of a sudden Washington's got some problems in the kicking game. They're usually reliable kicker, Gross, just 3-for-8 in field goals, and it's not just him. It's the snaps, the holds, it's everything there, and also some poor clock management from Jed Fish I've seen the last couple weeks here. I like Iowa. I think they're just too disciplined, and they'll force Washington into some mistakes, 24-17.
24-17 Hawkeyes were bound after a loss to Ohio State. Moving on, Penn State going to the West Coast, 5.5-point favorites against USC. Any upset potential in this one, Lee?
I think so. You know, Penn State, I just can't trust Drew Allar. I just don't think he's done anything in a big game. And everyone always talks every year, you know, every couple years, this Penn State quarterback, look at his live arm. But in games against Ohio State, Michigan, and Ole Miss last year, didn't get the job done. And do you really want to lay more than a field goal with a team that doesn't play up-tempo? They're 87th in terms of tempo on offense. How about this? Lincoln Riley. You know, after a number of years, even if a team changes, you know, coaches, and coach goes on to a different place, coaches coach a certain way. And you got to think that Lincoln Riley loves being an underdog because he's 7-1 against the spread as a dog with 3 points or more in his career. So he obviously gets his team up here. On paper, Penn State's the better team. You know, good rushing attack, better defense here. But I think Miller Moss might have a big game here, almost 65% completion percentage. Penn State hasn't faced a quarterback like this, and traveling cross-country, as we mentioned, I think the wrong team's favorite. I have USC winning this game outright 28-25.
Yep. Trojans over the Nittany Lions. The big game of the week, number 2 versus number 3, Ohio State, 3.5-point favorites at Oregon, Lee. Do the Ducks get it done at home, or does Ohio State get a big road win?
I think something's wrong with Dylan Gabriel. I mean, just doesn't look like the same quarterback. You know, we saw at UCF and then at Oklahoma. I don't know whether he just doesn't have the right connection with his receivers yet, but maybe he's got an injury. You know, they're hiding. 3 key interceptions he's thrown in the red zone so far this year. And, I mean, their defense, they've only faced one decent offense, top 50 offense, and against Boise. Boise ran for 221 yards against them, so that game, Oregon pulled off because they had a punt return and a kickoff return in the second half for touchdowns. So, also don't like Dan Lanning when he's an underdog, 1-2 straight up and against the spread. He seems to panic in the third quarter and start going for it fourth down when he gets on the other side of the field here. I think the right team's favorite here. Ohio State might be the only team without a perceived weakness, 34-24.
34-24. Buckeyes win by 10 at Austin Stadium. To the NFL, Lions are 3-point favorites against the Cowboys, who had a big win against the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Do the Lions get it done, or Cowboys get stay hot after the last couple wins there in the league?
So here's what I noticed. The public loves to play teams that have injuries and multiple injuries, and Dallas sat them last week. I mean, their two best pass rushers were out, and so the public loved Pittsburgh. Everyone's like, give me some Pittsburgh at home, laying just 2.5 points. What happened? For 1 week, Dallas came together, and on the road, no less, won the game outright. At home, Dallas hasn't won a home game. Not much of a home field advantage. Also, Detroit, they were given a really tough schedule to start the year. They had to face a couple teams start the playoffs off that they had beaten the playoffs. So those games were circle games for their opponents. Now they get a circle game. They lost to the Cowboys late last year. And in that game, C.D. Lamb went off with 227 receiving yards. I think the Detroit secondary is much better. Think that Detroit just has so many weapons on offense that can beat you. Any guys, they have a number of guys in the backfield, receiver, even their tight end. They can catch a ball, break a tackle, and go the distance. I like Detroit big here. I don't think Dallas is going to win a home game yet, 31-13.
Blowout, 31-13, Lions over the Cowboys. Last one. Teams that were a long time in the Big 12 now in the SEC. Texas, 14.5 point favorites against Oklahoma this weekend. Lee, what happens
big
in this
number.
One?
Big number.
Yep, game of the week. How about this? First five people to call, 800-400-9741. I'm going to give them the game for free.
Ooh.
So,
at Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Love one side of this game. I've studied this game. Just call 800-400-9741. First five callers, get it on me. And been on a run. I mean, 15-4 now with the game. Last night we won. I've never done this before. Normally you've got to be a monthly or season subscriber to get our 40 to 50 unit max wager plays. I'm going to include it in the package for this weekend, and you don't even have to buy both sports. How about this? You can get 5 for 55 on Saturday, and it will include a 40 to 50 unit max wager and also one on Sunday, 5 for 55. And we're going to give you the star ratings on all five games. So 5 for 55, and we've hit the last two 45-unit max wagers. We had Pitt last week, Kansas State the week before. We're now 68-24 in our history from 10 to 50 units when we rate the games, going back now 16 years. So it's a pretty strong figure. That's a mind-numbing 74% on our max wager plays. So you want to hop on board, you can try one day or both days, 5 for 55 at ParamountSports.com. So if you're trying it on your own, it's not working out, or another service and they're not doing the job, love to have you try me, and I think you'll be happy. And once you come on board, I think you're going to, you know, continue to stay with us and do the other sports. We're doing baseball playoffs, doing great. UFC, hockey started the other night, and basketball starts in a week and a half. So ParamountSports.com is where you order it. And what's the word going, Jake? You're going to go to the Dolphins game against Indy next week?
I am not making the trip to Indy. That was the plan at one point.
Wait a second.
I'm not going to Indy.
What happened?
No, this is.
I told you guys last
my
week
Friday's
I was not.
Ruined.
I'm not going to Indianapolis. I'm not going to Indiana. I'm not going to
how long
game.
A drive is it?
It's 9.5 hours.
Yeah, too long.
I've done it before.
You know,
in a van.
Support.
I did. I drove in a van for media days, and Big Ten media days in July.
a van that was wrapped.
Yeah, a station vehicle van. Yeah,
people are pointing at him on the interstate.
They're
laughing at him.
Stickers on the back. Bay City Rollers.
Yeah, basically that. Yeah, essentially so. Why not, Lee? Why not? No, I'm not making the trip.
You got this. The albino's driving a van.
Albino, there it is.
They hired an albino.
Hey,
good for them.
Good for them.
growing up. In the '70s, mid '70s, my dad bought a 1976. Ford Econoline 150, fully customized red, white, and blue bicentennial van. Red, white, and blue.
That's incredible.
On the outside and inside. It was like, it was decorated the chairs like they were jeans colors. They looked like jeans.
Denim.
That's the way our family.
We were
cross country twice for 3 and 4 weeks on family vacation.
On denim chairs. Is this when you met Sammy Davis Jr.?
Yeah, in Las Vegas. How do you know?
Because you're Lee Sterling. You live at a different level, Lee, and it's just.
All right, so Paul Anka also saw him play. So that was a different trip, the Sammy Davis Jr. trip. So
Paul Anka.
If you had a picture of Sammy Davis in the van in denim seats, it would be incredible. Because Sammy would have liked that.
Oh, he would have loved it. He was one of a kind. So.
Paul Anka. Sammy Davis.
And Seals and Cross also saw a season.
Well, where was Barry Manilow when all this was happening?
I've never seen Barry Manilow.
I have
seen Neil Diamond here, though, in Miami for the wife.
Oh, Neil Diamond's incredible.
Well,
yeah.
You've lived a life, Lee. Keep living it, man. We'll, all right. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Lee. All appreciate it.
See you guys.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports.
Boy, he fitted on the show.
Yeah, we could have Lee on here every day.
We could.
He brought up the 70s on his own today.
Yeah, you know what that
and
was?
You guys locked in.
Better times.
Way better
times. Denim better seats. Times.
Denim seats.
Red, white, and blue van.
A Ford Econoline.
150.
God, we know those
we don't know. We know exactly. I can see it.
Yeah. Those vans were bigger
and
when we were.
If you saw that, Jake, you wouldn't be. You would just be amazed when you saw it. You'd be like going, wow.
Sweet.
It, sweet. Right away, it'd be like, not one thing. What's that? No. You'd be like, no, that's sweet.
And some of them had those big windows on the side.
Yes.
Not all of them did, but they had a big window you could see, you know, in there. Wow. Lee. Okay, go back over the game.
Recapping Lee's picks. And by the way, 15-4 over the last 2 weeks at this point.
Wow. It's
playing well. Kansas State, as a 4-point favorite, has them beating Colorado 35-25.
I see
it. So covering.
God, he's not a fan. Covering. He's not a fan of Sanders. And he doesn't, what did he say?
He doesn't like Shadur either.
Right. He doesn't want the spectacle.
Yes.
That, I totally understand that. If I were a franchise, if I were like a Bills fan, I wouldn't want that. Well, they got Allen, but pickup franchise. I wouldn't want him. I wouldn't want that whole spectacle every day, every single day. Nope.
Iowa, as a 2.5-point favorite, has them winning outright against Washington 24-17 at Kinnick on Saturday. You like that one, Bill?
I don't know. Washington's the better team, but I agree with what he's saying. It came off an emotional win. It's another big trip. They're not a great team. Washington's not a great team, but they can score. And that's the thing. If you can score,
Iowa.
Can Iowa score with them? That's
kind of like Penn State USC.
That'd be a classic stay away from it. That'd be me.
Yeah.
I would stay away.
Hey, now here's
from that
the thing about it. The intangible in that is Ferentz is really good with his back against the wall.
Yeah.
Really good. He is.
Agreed.
Has USC winning outright as a 5.5-point dog. USC,
I like
28-25 over Penn State.
I see it.
At home. So Penn State, number four team in the country, fourth-ranked Penn State.
Don't you see that? Like Washington, Iowa, kind of? Penn State's going to have to score. Well, obviously. You know what I mean, though. They're going to probably have to put up a number. And they're not, I don't know. I would stay away from that game.
USC looked bad at home against Wisconsin in the first half. Came alive 28-0 second half 2 weeks ago. And then, they lose to Minnesota last week. So they're not playing great football right now.
Minnesota's going to lose to UCLA. I'm going UCLA.
On the road.
Yeah, at University UCLA. Of California, Los Angeles.
That's right, Ben. That's
University
the acronym
of California,
for that one.
Los Angeles. It's in L.A.
Ben, get off Tinder.
In the big game of the week, Ohio State, he says, is a 3.5-point favorite, wins by 10. 34-24 Buckeyes at Autzen Stadium, says Lee Sterling.
I think that's a little light. I think they'll win by more than that, but don't listen to me. Ben, companionship's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. Stay on Tinder. It's okay.
But there's other ways to
find. How can they find you? What, do you have a profile name, Ben, that people can locate you on? There's been some people texting, some young ladies texting in, trying to get
the text line is going crazy.
The text
crazy
line is
over
going
here,
crazy
Ben.
Right now. What is do you have like? Is it a handle, Ben, or something like that?
Okay. We'll find it.
Keep rolling.
Lions, he has rolling as 3-point favorites, beating the Cowboys 31-13.
Wow,
blowout!
That would be a wow,
that's blowout.
That's not going to go over well in Dallas.
No, it won't. And if you want Texas, Oklahoma, or any other games. Call the first five callers at 800-400-9741. We'll get that game for free.
Hookums are 14
for free.
Point favorite.
14 and a half.
That's crazy.
14 and a hook.
Just what a game, though.
Wait a second. 14
Red
and a hook. Hook
River
take
rivalry.
Yeah.
What 14, a great game.
14 and a hook.
And guess what they did to make the game better? What'd they do? They moved it from the dumb time of 11 o'clock to 2:30, like a game's supposed to be. Yes.
Rightfully so.
Yes. 2:30 game.
800-400-9741, call the day. Any of those stand out to you? Any of those picks?
No.
You like, which one do you like the most, Sip?
I like Ohio State. I think Ohio State will win by more than 10, so I like that. I mean, I like the pick. They'll cover. Ohio State will cover. It'd be shocking to me if they don't cover. Listen to me.
That's the kiss of death for Ohio State. Congrats, Oregon.
Yeah.
I'm on probation right now.
Well, but you've always been a basketball prediction. That's where people have made their
bet
money.
Bet the house in Nebraska.
Yes,
and
it worked.
You were really good.
Nebraska to win over Rutgers 2 years ago.
He did. That was right.
He did from the old
the
station.
Old station. That's right.
Old station.
Better times.
Yeah, that was better times.
God,
the wet carpet.
I'm incredibly interested in USC Penn State. I can't wait for the game. Literally can't wait. I'll be
2:30.
Yeah. It'll be a fascinating game. And as Bill has covered, it's huge in different ways for both coaches, for both programs in general. The slate on Saturday is unbelievable. Yes.
It's
unbelievable.
There's sidebar games that we're going to hit on here in a second that are also intriguing.
There's sidebar games?
Mayhem games. That was a tease.
Okay.
A tease to the thrills.
Well, before that, before I get to break, the words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, my God.
Dang it, I'm
bad.
Sorry.
If you saw someone like that, I've been hacked.
I know.
What happened?
Call these people.
Call them.
Now.
Who
are these people?
Applied Connective Technologies, Nebraska's preferred tech partner in all 93 counties. It's a one-stop shop, one team, all your tech solutions, manage IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. If you want a free consultation, go to appliedconnective.com or call 866-358-0109. Applied Connective Technologies.
You have to have video cameras up around your business. You just have. That's just the way life is right now, and they do it. It's incredible. You can be sitting in your kitchen and watch your business and see what's going on. You need to do this right away. Get a hold of them.
There's some social commentary in that.
Yes,
it's the way life is right now.
Yeah, there is. Ben. Now it gets back to the election. Let's talk about that next. 93.7 The Ticket.
When we come back, we will not talk election. We'll talk. Bill has Freaky Football Friday and Bill Thrills next. Yeah. Early break in the Ticket.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.